You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So a couple of things came up off the air yesterday on the show. Some of it was, I guess, spilled onto the airwaves. But we were talking a little bit about how expensive it is to be a woman. This came up because of a discussion about mascara to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a conversation going on between Gretchen and Zoe in my household about what they're paying for mascara, how long it lasts. Zoe was saying that what you're really paying for is the wand. By the way, I got at least three Facebook messages from women yesterday who said, mm-hmm. Zoe is absolutely right. It is the wand.
We were schooled on that. It's all about the wand.
I didn't know. I didn't know how long they last. My idea is, because others were saying no matter how much you use it, really, you won't use it all. It'll just go bad and you get those crusties around it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why don't they make little mini mascaras with a little mini wand so you're guaranteed to use it all before it goes bad?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea. I wonder if that is out there.
It's just too expensive to be a woman.
I was talking with Nick Nack. I was exchanging some pictures and stuff because the woman who does my hair is a very good friend of mine. Her name is Stephanie. And, you know, it's good to have that kind of person in your back pocket because they can get beauty stuff at their wholesale prices. Mm-hmm. So Nicole needs this fancy schmancy shampoo and spray and conditioner or whatever. So now we're going through Stephanie because she can get it for a better price. But Nicole was looking at this stuff on Amazon, and it was like $60 a bottle
mm-hmm.
for this shampoo that she's dying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Like, how much of this is like the placebo effect of what you're putting on your hair? Because then I spoke up and said, I have the 8-gallon bottle of Costco shampoo and conditioner in my shower with mm-hmm. the giant pump on it, like the ketchup and mustard at Coors Field. And it's working just fine for me. It's like a white bottle and black lettering. It just says shampoo. And it cost me maybe $8 for that.
I don't.
And here's where I was shocked.
I have to measure my words. I just have to measure my
words.
Spill it.
No.
Because I know you're sensitive about some things. You say
I am thinning.
You say it's working fine for me.
For what I have.
And your hair is falling out. So
it's thinning. It's naturally getting thinner.
Your hair is thinning.
It's thinning. I still have hair. Thinning.
But I spend about what Nicole spends, and how's my
hair? Here it is. You look fine. It's thick. It's luxurious. It's shiny.
Yes. And I'm twice your age.
A bird would nest in that all day long. It's
yes,
really nice. It's really nice.
And
I
just had to do a reorder 2 days ago because I've got the little pump bottle of it too in my shower.
Okay.
And I went out. So I went online to buy more to be delivered. And it was exactly $50. And with tax and other stuff, it came to $58. And I will gladly pay that.
For one bottle?
It lasts me about
one bottle of
9 months.
A little dollop.
So I won't buy this again until we're like running into 2022.
And to me, that's a lot for men's shampoo.
$50 for, I'm paying roughly $5 a month for my shampoo. It's the cost of like one coffee.
That was shock number one for me. Josh, yeah. Come here, buddy. Let's get our producer Josh in here.
Josh put me to shame, though.
Oh, my gosh. Get on that mic, buddy. So Dom chimed in with his $50 a bottle yesterday, and then Josh comes wandering in. And tell everybody what you're paying for shampoo.
Well, yeah. So I got this on the recommendation from my mother, and let me preface that with saying she is a professional hairdresser. So I was like, hey, what can I buy to maybe keep my hair? Because right mm-hmm. now I have a good head of hair. And
you've got really good hair. But you're also 25 years old.
Yeah, so I want to keep that for as long as I can. And I found these two bottles that are around, I think they're around $75-$80 a bottle.
$80 for a bottle of shampoo.
I'm gonna have to up my game. He put my $50 bottle to shame. He's whipping out an $80 bottle.
$80 for a bottle of shampoo. And well, I guess how long does that last you? Is it another
big
bottle?
It's about the same. It's about, I think, Dom, you said 9 months. It's about
around 9 to 10.
I'm buying it twice a year. So I'll do that. That's fine.
So you're paying $160 a year for your shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that's
I pay
what?
$16 a year for my if that.
And it shows.
I know. No, this just could be genetics and stuff. I want a shampoo scientist on the phone. Do we have any shampoo scientists listening? I want to know how much of this is BS that you guys are paying for smoke and mirrors.
Then you might be right.
Yeah.
But it's witchcraft.
But it has not served me poorly through the years.
No, you look
so
good.
So I'm not going to change what's working for me.
Could one of you bring in like a little dollop of that shampoo for me so I can see if I can tell a difference? Does it have a rich, creamy lather? Does it tingle?
Oh, and it smells good, and it's,
Am I going to notice, Josh? Do I get a tingle?
The very first time I used this, there was a weird, noticeable difference on my scalp, yes.
Weird
in
what
way? It was tingling.
That's burning.
Yeah, it's not a burn.
Because it's full of chemicals.
It's not a burn, but it's different than any shampoo I have ever felt on my head. Ever.
Huh.
What else do you pay for beauty products, Josh? I'm curious.
Nothing. I mean, I literally, I use Dove soap on my face and body, and that's it.
But again, he doesn't need to worry about much of that yet. He's still dewy fresh. Your hair is super thick.
But it's
probably the thickest hair I've ever seen.
Because I put nothing on my face.
So I'll splurge.
Nothing, and I have a bar of Coast soap in my shower. So
I'll do moisturizer.
I'm putting all the money into the shampoo.
Although I can't say that I go and buy it. I use Knick Knack's fancy schmancy moisturizers, which are also ridiculously expensive. And I've put a squirt of Jergens on my face, and it feels the same as these $60 little tubs of whatever, you know, of some sort of animal protein.
But if you stop and think about it, I mean, let's have a real talk here for a second. You could say that about anything that is high priced, all right? Somebody could say, oh, you paid $95,000 for a Tesla. You know, I spent $17,000 for a used Chevy, you know, and it gets me around just fine.
Sure.
And it's, right? People could say, oh, you spent $260 and we went out for a steak dinner. I went, you know, to Applebee's and I, you know, spent $11 and I got a bun.
Well.
And that's true, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
With everything that you buy, there is a high priced option and there is a lower priced option. That's one of the things that's great about America, right?
Right.
You can spend a lot or you can go a little bit more frugal on it. Ultimately, it's what's going to bring you joy.
That's the gist of it. If
right?
it makes you feel good and feel better about yourself.
And it's not like
so
we all want all things to be. I mean, a lot of us take joy in some of the lower price things, but we take joy other things that are more high priced. So it kind of balances out.
It
and
does.
So you can't say, oh, my $10 bottle of shampoo is as good as your $50 bottle of shampoo.
I really think it is, though.
Because I spent a third on my car, I think, than you spent on your pickup truck. Right? And so we could
well,
have
well, if you compare original values, I mean,
we could
sure,
go
sure,
back
sure.
and forth. Some things you spend more for and some things.
Yeah. I guess we all splurge. I mean, if anyone wants to call in this morning, the lines are wide open. I mean, you could tell us the little thing that you splurge on, you know, that
That's
makes you feel good.
Call.
303-691-1649. If anyone wants to chime in on this, you can call us or on Facebook. What little thing do you splurge on?
And yeah, and maybe you get crap from somebody, whether it's a spouse or partner or coworker.
Well, I'm still going to give you guys crap. I know you're trying to make this sound very noble and everything, but I am still going to give you crap for an $80 bottle of shampoo, Jai. It
it's
works,
not
man.
Noble. It's just...
I so am. I'm sorry. I just don't get that. I can't grasp it. So I'm just going to stay that way.
Jeremy was absolutely perplexed that I spend $50 on shampoo. Josh spends $80. Jeremy says he spends about $8.
$8. Costco shampoo. Done.
And then what we, you know, got to talking about was how different people have different things that they're going to pay more for. You might pay less for something over here, but over here,
right.
You are not scrimping.
Yet I'll go drop like $60 on a hoodie, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it's basically a sweatshirt.
Here's Corinne on the phone. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Yay. We're excited to talk to you. So what is it that you will not scrimp on? What do you pay more for?
Mochi. I won't eat any other sweets on the planet Earth. I don't like candy. I don't like other ice cream. I don't like cake, nothing. But mochi, I have to have it. I love it.
My wife and I went through a mochi phase. I think it was like last year. Guess how snobby we are. We would only buy our mochi from Whole Foods.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Josh just talked about that. My Whole Foods is where I get it, but my King Supers just got mochi.
Oh, they're up in their game. Yeah. Whole Foods, you go in, it's like an experience. You know, they got the case, and you get each individual one with the tongs.
Yeah.
And they're more money. Have you ever had mochi, Dom?
I have not had it.
It's really good.
What am I missing out on?
It's everything.
Explain it to Dom. It's like a rice shell casing.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost doughy on the outside. And then inside is like, so they have like fruity flavors, but they also have like weird like bean flavors, which I'm not a fan of. So I'm like even more.
I haven't had the bean flavored one, but. But yeah, like the mango is really good and the strawberry. Mm-hmm. And
okay, so strawberry. It's really good with a shell.
It's ice cream with a doughy shell. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's cool. I've got like cookie dough ones or like cookies and cream or like chocolate.
Yeah.
You better sit down, Corinne. You're getting yourself all worked up.
I'm definitely going to try it, but my question then is how much more are we talking in price?
Okay, so it depends. I mean, if you're going Ben and Jerry's, then it's not that much.
No, I want the stuff you're getting. What does the stuff you're getting cost?
I mean, I'll pay $7 for one of those.
Yeah, one little nugget.
How much is one of those?
Like $7? The
size of $7.
No,
yes,
like, I'm talking about size. I need some.
It's like
you guys got to put it into context for me.
Palm of your hand.
Yeah, it's like the size of a fat Oreo cookie.
Like a golf ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$7 for a golf ball size bite of ice cream.
But once you bite into that.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's everything.
Oh, Corinne.
Corinne, you've talked me into it. I'm going to try it, all right? Thank you.
Do it.
Well, okay, listen, have a great day. Thank you for spending your morning
with us. She needs a cigarette right now.
And you guys have been having this.
Yeah, the mochi's really good. Again, you can buy it at Costco, too. You can buy it in a box. So next time Gretchen goes, get some mochi.
Here comes Stacy. Stacy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So, what are
For
you
me,
spending more
chocolate.
On? Chocolate.
Chocolate. Or any baking thing. I mean, because the higher quality the ingredients, the better the product.
Have you noticed, though, that some of the highest end chocolate, actually, to me, that's like a bell curve. Like, as you start going up, it starts tasting better and better, but you get to a point of diminishing returns where I think it starts going down the other side after a while.
Yeah. The higher the cocoa count, the more bitter it is.
Right, and that's supposed to be better for you and everything. But I'm talking about even in price.
That's like some of the most expensive chocolate I've had. I'm like, I don't like that.
Stacy, do you make chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, I do. I use high-quality ingredients in those, too. I'll always buy the better stuff.
Have you made the switch from the Toll House morsels to the Ghirardelli morsels?
Of course.
Yes, that is where it is so much better. They're bigger and better, yes. I'll never buy Toll House chocolate chips again, ever.
I know. You're ruined after you go that way.
Yes, you are.
Everybody goes, oh, these are so great.
They are.
What do you do? And they go, I'm not going to spend that much on a chocolate chip.
I've been known to wander past our little baking cabinet and pour some of those into my hand.
Absolutely.
And nom, nom, nom.
And Nestle's that I still really like are the butterscotch chips.
You're a butterscotch chip.
Well, I'm with you on the chocolate, Stacy.
That's so good.
You don't scrimp on the good stuff, you know.
You don't, because you're putting it in your face, man.
That's right. That's right. You're putting it in your face.
And eventually onto your hips and thighs and belly. And,
Yeah. We put those on our husbands.
Stacy, you're delightful. Have a fun day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye, Stacy. She's funny.
Man.
Eat some mochi with a handful of Ghirardelli chocolates as a chaser.
You need to up your game and do like I used to do before I had to wean myself. You know those tiny little paper cups that they like used to have at dentist's office and everything?
Little Dixie cups, yeah.
Little tiny ones, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get some of those, and that's what you pour your Ghirardelli into. And then you can walk around the house and just kind of parcel them out a little bit. A
little delivery device. Or you can just grab the bag, Dom, and just...
There's that, too.